From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim worshippers celebrated early Thursday Israel's decision to remove additional security measures from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Hundreds converged near the holy site in Jerusalem's Old City after Israel removed railings and scaffolding where cameras were to be mounted at entrances to the Haram el-Sharif compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Metal detectors were removed on Tuesday. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis said the Israeli government weighed the risks of keeping or removing the security measures following the July 14 killings of two Israeli policemen.
The Netanyahu government at this point may be thinking that the risk of terrorism and of violence, rather than being curbed by these security measures, may actually be worsened by the popular reaction to these security measures.
Rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas issued separate statements calling for more mass protests Friday. Meanwhile, Muslim leaders say they will decide Thursday whether worshippers should return to the mosque for prayers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Wednesday expressed alarm at the potential for escalating violence. Two German crew members aboard a military helicopter assigned to the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali crashed Wednesday in the northern Malian desert.
Es wurde kein Notruf durch die verunglückte Besatzung abgegeben.
The Deputy Inspector General of the German Armed Forces, Vice Admiral Joachim Rühle, said no emergency signal was sent by the crew and the helicopter burned completely. He said there is no evidence it was brought down intentionally. The Tiger helicopter crashed about 70 kilometers north of Gao. Investigators will search for the flight data recorder Thursday. This is VOA News.